Greetings, it is I, the Great One himself, Cynical Libertarian Society, CYNLIBSOC.com. This goes out to all those of you who think that you're not slaves, think that you have freedom of speech, and think that we have a government that is controlled by the people. So there's a guy, he has a website, libertymaniacs.com. He was selling parody t-shirts of the NSA, the NSA logo, and the phrase underneath it, which says, "The only part of the government that actually listens." It's pretty good. Shockingly enough, the NSA took offense to this and told him that their regulations do not allow people to use the NSA logo without the NSA's permission. He was doing this through Zazzle.com, a place that I've also had censorship problems with. And of course, Zazzle bowed down to the government and removed his products. Apparently, according to his article, I haven't confirmed this, he's now selling them on Cafe Press, which I've also had less censorship with Cafe Press myself. It was interesting, my censorship with Zazzle was I created Hussein Obama products that likened him to the Nazis, and this was removed. Yet, oddly enough, if you go to Zazzle and search for Nazis or Hitler and George Bush, at least at the time, you had no problem finding products. So comparing Bush to Hitler and the Nazis is, of course, acceptable. But we all know that there is a significant amount of censorship with the most transparent presidential administration ever in history. Much more censorship, you know, and you see all kinds of things like the staged photos that are coming out of the White House, the fact that the AP press photographers are not allowed access to the White House to take pictures of Obama, I hate when that happens. Something else Obama was doing, the White House was doing that. Damn it. All right, it'll come to me in a minute. But anyway. So Zazzle.com censored his stuff. He's over on Cafe Press. So first of all, freedom of speech. Obviously, you don't have freedom of speech if you can't make fun of the government. Oh, Halloween mask and Halloween outfits. Now that Halloween is over, we're hearing all the stories are coming out about people who dressed up as Obama for Halloween, and how they're getting fired, how they're getting reprimanded, how they're having to go to sensitivity and diversity training. Yet you can wear a Nixon mask, you can wear a Bush mask, you can wear a Ronald Reagan mask, and everything is fine. So the most transparent administration in history is obviously led by a coward and a piece of shit. Anyhow, you can't use the NSA logo without the NSA's permission. Now, of course, the law that says you can't use the NSA logo without the NSA's permission, this law was never voted on by either you directly or voted on by the people that you elected, the Congress and the Senate. So the idea of democracy is shot to shit. What you have here is a bureaucracy creating laws which the public has no control over. You also don't have your freedom of speech, because if you had freedom of speech, freedom of political speech, you could make fun of the government. There is no freedom of political speech. And how you people can look at things like this, and of course, all of you out there who are left-wing statists are just rationalizing the shit out of this. Remember, Nixon put some listening devices in a fucking hotel room and got impeached. Obama put listening devices in the phones of who knows how many people across the country and is building this giant center out in the desert, which is going to read everybody's email and track everybody's internet, and not a thing is said because he is black and he's the most transparent president in history and he's a Democrat. And as long as he's a Democrat, the left-wing statist among you will let him get away with anything. And of course, a large number of the right-wing statists among you will support him in these type of endeavors because you've bought into this bullshit about the war on terror and how the Muslims all want to come over here and kill us. Which is, of course, all a shit ton of nonsense. The Muslims just want us to get the fuck out of their country and stop bothering them, which is completely logical and reasonable request on their part. So yeah, so much for your fucking democracy, and so much for your fucking freedom of speech.